Case number 11087, Scott R. Cornu, west of Route 1, Ocean Highway, west of Creek Road, via lot 106 within Bayview Park Development. A variance from the front, rear, and side yard setback required.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Scott R. Cornu, 812 Canvasback Drive, Mullica Hill, New Jersey.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Evening.
For the record, again, I'm Jim Fuquay. I'm representing the applicant on this, Mr. Cornu. However, I've only been representing him for about 10 minutes, so you'll have to bear with me. Mr. Cornu had listened to several of your cases tonight, and I think you intimidated him a little bit. And he realized that he wasn't quite maybe ready for the grilling that he could be subjected to. So I've agreed to try to help him out here. So
okay. Well, there's some business for you.
This is a variance application. As Susan stated, it's for basically all around the house. It's a 5.5-foot variance from the required 30-foot front. It looks like a 3/10-foot variance from a 10-yard side, a 4.3 variance from a 10-foot side for a second-floor deck, and a 4-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback. make a long story short, Mr. Cornu and his two brothers inherited the house from their mother. Their mother died in 2010. She had resided in the house. She bought the house, which is down in Bayview Park, in 1987. And basically, the house she bought is the house that's there now. She didn't add any additions or renovations to the house. So the house, as it stands with these encroachments, is the house she bought in 1987 and basically lived in for over 20 years. After her death, they listed the house for sale. They did have a contract on the house. The buyers did a survey. The survey is what turned up the encroachments that were here tonight about the variance. Unfortunately, the contract did fall through, so Mr. Cornu is now trying to get the variance in order to legalize the location of the house so that if he can get another contract on it, he'll be able to get it done correctly. So there's not much more to it than that other than the uniqueness is that why it's there, I don't know, but it's been there for 25 years. The house can't conform because this is how it exists. It wasn't self-created. Mr. Cornu's mother did buy the house, and this was the location of the house when it was purchased. It will not alter the essential character of the area. It's been part of the essential character of the area for the past 25 years. And the minimum variances that I stated are what's required in order to bring it into compliance with the ordinance. So again, it's one of those situations where something was done. I think the house was probably built in the late 70s. I can't tell you why it was built that way, but that's what it is. And that's everything we have to present. Mr. Cornu, is there anything
that's
you want to
exactly
add?
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Werbin?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No, no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
No.
And Mr. Callaway? No. So, hearing no questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11087 based on the testimony and also that the county had issued a certificate of compliance on 6579 and that uniqueness to the property would cause that, and also that a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the hardship has not been created by the applicant, and a variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11087. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,087 is approved.
Thank you.